Welcome to the Disability and Industrial Society podcast. We've been walking around the exhibition and we're getting some thoughts from Mark Stone. Mark, if you'd like to introduce yourself.
I'm Mark Stone and a volunteer for RIB. I do find your feet. I also sit on the Access Google Safe for Everybody in Swansea.
Thanks for coming to watch the museum, Mark. So do you have an interest in history yourself?
Yes, I do. Mostly in IT.
Okay, and you were telling me earlier that your family has some industrial history as part of its family past.
Yes, I do. My father helped in the disaster. Oh, I can't remember if it was Avaban.
Yeah.
To clear some of the corn tips.
Oh,
after
right.
The disaster.
In the days shortly afterwards, then.
Yeah.
Wow. So where do you come from? Where does your family come from?
From Swansea. But my father was working for the parks department at the time. I was sending the youngest staff up to help.
Wow. So what are your thoughts on the exhibition?
Some of the stuff is still going on today.
How so?
The discipline, discrimination against different disabilities and that.
And do you think the same was happening to disabled workers, or do you think they got it a little bit better?
I can't really say. I think it's difficult, but it's still the same.
Yeah. Do you think it's exploitative to say that the coal miners were sending disabled coal miners back to work, like we saw in the video?
They should really be had more time to recover.
Yeah. In places like rehabilitation centres?
Yeah.
Better hospital care.
Mm. But it helped in the National Health came around in 1948.
Yeah. So our story ends. It's a whole new story after that.
Yeah. Still not good. It's going to help us gain certain disabilities in the hospitals. But I think the vision pads are still being discriminated against.
Yeah, how so?
We were going to part of the hospital. They haven't put really anything in for the vision pad. And then they build the hospital.
What do you think life was like for a disabled coal miner, say one who just got injury? And we'd seen the friendly societies, compensation, government assistance could help them, but what other challenges do you think they faced?
Isolation.
Yeah.
Mental problems.
Mental problems related to recovering from injury?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And mental health.
So what we're going to do now is we're going to listen to some of the literature extracts we have from the exhibition. We've got four extracts read out by actors, and we're going to think about that. This extract is from Lewis Jones, and the novel's called Kamadi. It's also from 1937. And this is read by an actor. Let's hear it.
Kamadi, Lewis Jones. Who is this Home Secretary? This man who calls us hooligans and savages? Is he a working man? Have he ever worked down a pit? Have his mother been put in a county court because he had been too bad to work for a week or two? Not on your life. He don't belong to us. That's why he sends his soldiers here to drive us back to the pit. Ha! But he'll never beat our men that way. If we are to die, let it be fighting in the clean air that the pit has robbed us of for so long. Better to die like that than as Bill Bristol did, or die of starvation by an empty grate in the back kitchen. They claim they own the pits. All right, let them come and work the coal themselves if they want it. Let them sweat and pant till their bodies twist in knots as ours have. Let them timber holes whose top they can't see and cut ribs in coal like solid steel. Oh, boys, we have no need to be downhearted. They will do none of these things. While it is true our bodies belong to the pit, so also it is true that this makes us masters of the pit. It can't live without us. When we are not there to feed it with our flesh, to work life into it with our sweat and blood, it lies quiet like a paralyzed thing that can do nothing but mourn.
There we go. Do you have any little snicker at that mention of the Home Secretary there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think that's trying to convey?
The homeless army would never go down the pit. Same way David Cameron won't come to the National Health.
Yeah.
He reckon go to the National nursing and lazy, drinking tea and coffee on the side.
Yeah, but it clearly gets at that kind of, that idea that politicians don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And,
still going on today.
Yeah, with people's awareness of disability issues. It's quite emotive, that one, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really gets at that disparity. We see that so much in our research. It's like, there's one politics for the elites and there's one for the working people.
Yeah. The Tory, one for the rich and one for the poor.
Yeah. How do you think museums can make their histories more accessible to visually impaired people?
I think a lot more audio restriction, like extracts, books and audio and that. Proper, well-trained visual guides to show you around. Tactile markers. Clear print to see for partially sighted people, like font 24.
Yeah, I think a lot of museums have a long way to go.
Yeah.
And, you know, we do as well.